Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with wonderful guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing looking ahead, people trends in multifamily for 2021. Joining me today by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, both national educators and sought-after speakers, Stephanie Anderson, Industry Operations Manager with the National Apartment Association, and Kara Rice, Chief Communication Officer with Swift Bunny. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yes. This is an intriguing topic. We're coming to the end as we tape this episode to 2020, looking ahead to 2021. 2020 was anything but a normal year for us all. Obviously we still have some challenges ahead of us from the standpoint of the pandemic, but everybody is hoping and things are looking like they may start to get somewhat back to normal sometime early to mid next year. And that brings up, what types of trends are we seeing as far as culture for multifamily companies and people going into 2021? Stephanie, I'm going to let you start with that.
Thanks, Paul. I'm so excited to be here today. And joining me is Kara, who, you know, I know shares the same passion I do. And our business is really all about the people. And as we are moving away from the craziness of 2020 and into the new year, going into 2021, we have a great opportunity here to not only create change and more change than we've seen in the past, but we need to be able to create change that is really sustainable. And, you know, one of the largest things I would say that we've really found throughout this past 8 months during the pandemic is how an employer and its leaders have really chosen to respond during this pandemic. And that has been such a crucial part to employees in general. And I think that as we move into 2021, it is going to be a big trend that we see in terms of how employees then have a choice who they're going to share the partnership of working with and for in the future. And so when we think back to how things were handled during the pandemic, there was really an increase in the amount of trust that employees needed to have within their organization. And if they didn't feel that trust, or they were bitter or unhappy about the lack of communication or kind of the way things unfolded throughout the pandemic and the way that they were treated, it then goes into how are they going to feel when given the opportunity, when things are a little bit more normal. And although I don't like that word too much, Paul, because I don't even know what normal is anymore, I do think that we can agree as we're moving forward how employees are going to start to find that normalcy and have that choice of where they want to spend it. And it really comes down to, did their company communicate openly, consistently, and effectively? And did they make an attempt to allow flexibility in the workplace, which is something, you know, that was trending pre-COVID and now more so than ever? And then do we take it a step further and, you know, did they provide more than just the necessities to keep employees safe? And I'd really love to hear what Kara has to say on this as well.
Yeah, and Kara, let me just say that, you know, so much of what Stephanie just described has to do with employee satisfaction. And employee satisfaction is a major part of the mission of Swift Bunny. I am interested as well in what you have to say regarding that.
Yeah, thank you both for queuing that up so nicely for me. I couldn't agree with you more, Stephanie, that how the work experience played out during this very difficult year, I think it's going to be a major deciding factor for folks in the future. This has been a year like no other, and employees are really stressed, and they are really paying attention to how they have been supported or not by the leadership in their organization. So I think 2021 is going to be a really interesting year, and I just don't know exactly what to expect in terms of employee turnover. Unsustainable employee turnover was already a significant challenge for multifamily firms, even pre-pandemic. We experience very high employee turnover in multifamily. It's something that we have struggled with as long as I've been in the business. And so add a pandemic to the mix when people are working harder under the most challenging of circumstances, and I just don't know what we're in for 2021. But what I will say is those organizations, those leaders who have really committed to their employees and paid attention to taking care of their frontline team members during these challenging times, I'm expecting that they are going to be paid back in spades in terms of employee loyalty as things return, as Stephanie says, kind of begrudgingly here to normal. Well, we don't really know what normal will look like. It's going to be forever changed, I think. But how team members were treated and supported during this very difficult year, I think is going to make a world of difference as operations stabilize in the new year.
Stephanie, as Kara said, multifamily's always had the reputation for high turnover. And then once COVID hit, I remember on some of the episodes we did, I spoke to different guests about what were they seeing in turnover. And it seemed like, for a period of time at least, the turnover rate dropped significantly because of the uncertainty of being able to find a job or whatever the reasons were. But then in recent episodes when we've discussed turnover, it seems like it's jumped back up again. What is your feeling? Does NAA have any ideas as far as what's going to happen when things I know you don't like to use the word normal, but when things return to a time when we don't feel challenged or threatened by a pandemic?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we are monitoring those trends on a national level. And while we don't have exact statistical data until after this year is over with and we're moving into 2021, what we are keeping a close eye on is a lot of the changes that we saw earlier this year in terms of employee retention. Some of that did take place based on furloughs and layoffs. Unfortunately, when the economy crashed, the good news there is that multifamily still stayed very much relevant and has been essential this entire time. But it did cause some issues in terms of financial ability for some owners to pay employees. And there was some challenges there in terms of state regulations, meaning, you know, offices couldn't be opened and sometimes there were no need for employees at that given time based on those situations. And so some of the numbers that we are seeing trending from the employee retention side did come from those unknowns. Those were uncontrollable circumstances that did not play a factor in employees choosing to leave an organization for anything other than those reasons. You know, with that being said, we do think that we're going to see an increase as we head into 2021 in terms of employee retention and more employees choosing different places that they want to work based on the experiences that they had in 2020. And Glassdoor has some really great statistical data that I reviewed just about that alone in terms of how high or low individuals are ranking companies based on how they feel about that transparency and the organization, communication or lack thereof that has happened just throughout this pandemic.
Yeah, and I know that we, when we had discussions with several of the operators in the industry about transparency, that was a major concern. And one of the challenges, obviously, that not just in multifamily, but in other industries, were the mixed messages and the signals as things were being learned about the pandemic. And, one day it was one message and the next day it was another message. And I know that employees had to feel frustrated with that. They were told to do something a certain way, and the next day or a week later, they were told to do it a different way. We've got about 30 seconds left. Kara, do you want to have a thought on that?
Sure, yeah. So we worked with a lot of management companies in surveying their employees immediately post-pandemic to find out how they felt about the company's response And really the lesson that we learned is that companies, it really just was not possible for them to over-communicate. So we encouraged firms to be in touch with their team members on a consistent, really almost a constant basis during early days of the pandemic to make sure that information was getting out. The downside of that is, as you stated, Paul, you know, sometimes there's a policy that goes out and then the next day that policy changes. So when it comes to procedures and policies like that, we actually were encouraging management and companies to sit on those for 24 hours before they made a change, because the news was happening so quickly and regulations were changing so quickly that it was causing a bit of whiplash with the folks on site.
Yeah, that was something that I heard people say across the country throughout that time period. But we're going to leave it right here for this segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing the topic of looking ahead, people trends in multifamily for 2021. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, both national educators and sought-after speakers, Stephanie Anderson, Industry Operations Manager with the National Apartment Association, and Kara Rice, Chief Communication Officer with Swift Bunny. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topic, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Stephanie, we talked a lot about the pandemic and the challenges of the pandemic in the first segment. The pandemic also caused some changes to the resident experience on site. What did you see happening with that, and what type of changes should we look for in 2021?
Okay, great question. So the resident experience has made a tremendous change. And when we think about our business in general, we are a people-based business, and we will continue to be a people-based business regardless. But what happened is that our residents were trained that having someone physically present in an office and having that connection with them, whether it was a resident event or they were placing a service request or a complaint or paying their rent or, you know, just grabbing a cup of coffee. The point being is that it was that very personal interaction that would take place that was based on, you know, physical presence. And with that being said, the pandemic hit. Many states almost all of them shut down pretty much immediately, and things just went really chaotic. And so that meant that the business itself changed. Overnight, essentially, we had to just move everything online. And for some of our members, it was a pretty easy change because they were either already doing a lot of business online or they were already putting things into place. For others, it was a complete change that just had to happen immediately, and they really didn't have any resources or even technology platforms in place. Now, as we talk about moving into 2021, we can really take what we've learned these past 8 months and start to think about how are we going to evolve and make it better. And that resident experience that you mentioned is just going to be huge here, because as we knew the resident experience before, it's now going to be elevated. And I think there's going to be that great combination between that face-to-face interaction we've always had and loved, but now we have this additional element, these technology platforms that we can choose to use that are really going to enhance the experience. And they're enhancing the experience, not just for the resident, but also the employee as well. And so I think that this is a great opportunity to really redesign that resident journey from the moment they walk in the door or they log on to your website or connect with you on a social media platform, all the way through their entire, you know, stay within your apartment community and then, you know, moving out. And so I think that it's going to give a great opportunity for companies to continue experimenting with informal ways of socialization with their residents, and to really create these meaningful connections that will continue to last. And part of that is going to be the virtual events that you've probably heard that so many companies have been doing. People ask me all the time, is it going to stay? And as I speak to all of our membership, there's a common consensus that absolutely virtual events are going to continue to stay. And, you know, while the intention when they were designed was not for the longevity, you have to think about that comfort level for all and that inclusivity that is happening, where other residents previously may or may not have been able to be included in events. And now it's offering them a social variety that I think will continue.
Yeah, and I know that in speaking to some of the supplier partners in the industry who concentrate on the resident experience, and of course, pre-pandemic, everything was being done in person. You know, they responded and just like everyone else did, and kind of switched up their plan of attack and their game plan, and were able to take a lot of it virtual. And in discussions with them, they're saying that, yeah, they're going to continue to incorporate that as things return back to a more pre-pandemic type of world. Kara, I'm interested in what you're finding out from some of the employees, because I think that's I think all these technologies that resulted to create that virtual atmosphere, employees were exposed to it when they hadn't been previously.
That's absolutely right. And one of the really interesting takeaways, I think, from our life in 2020 is, you know, we're all learning that work actually can work when it looks very differently than it has before. There's so much that we've been able to accomplish in 2020 that we would have thought was really just impossible. So now we know that we can lease successfully, and we can support our residents, and we can even have very active social lives with our residents, even if we're not in the office. So that's really fascinating. One of the other things that I think is interesting and something to watch as we head into the new year in terms of the resident experience is, you know, and I'm focused here. My perspective comes from focusing on the employee experience more so than the resident experience. But, of course, those intersect because the multifamily employee exists in order to serve the residents, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
But what operators all around the country are telling me is trending is that residents are a lot right now in terms of customer service. So like the rest of us, they are under extreme stress. And in many cases, they're working from home or they're sheltering at home. They're not venturing out very much. So they're at their communities all the time. And so there's a heightened level of conflict and service. There are more opportunities for conflict because they may be, you know, struggling with noisy neighbors, or, you know, unhappy with some restrictions on the amenities, perhaps even struggling to pay their rent. So that's really taking a toll on the apartment community team members who are having to address and manage more conflict than they probably ever have before. It's very, very stressful. So I think it's important that multifamily leaders recognize this customer service challenge that our teams are facing and to arm them with the training that they need in order to be able to perform and deliver good service in these really challenging times. And the other piece there that I think is really important is that multifamily leaders have to make sure that they're supporting their teams who, you know, are personally going through a lot right now, but then also are being faced with some really cranky resident situations. And that's draining work. So we need to make sure that leaders are having their team members' backs and supporting them because it's really easy, I think, for our frontline teams to get burned out right now.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point. And Stephanie, I know, we're talking about virtual and technology that we were forced into, and I guess different apartment associations across the country were faced with, you know, one of their big events of the year is always their expo and their annual conference. I know that at NAA, there was the hope that it would be able to happen in person. It's anyone who has not yet been to one of the annual conferences, called Apartmentalize, needs to go and experience it. It's unbelievable with thousands and thousands of people in the industry, congregating and all converging on a particular location and spending time learning together. A big challenge in taking that virtual this year. I've got to say that I attended that. Sat in on many sessions, spoke with many of the supplier partners who had the virtual booth set up. I thought it was handled excellent. I mean, I really believe that with never having done it before, it really turned out well. What are your comments on that, as well as what do you see in the future?
So thank you so much for saying that. The team at NAA really did an amazing job with putting that together. And like anything that you do, you go in with full intentions of how you want the experience to go, and then things happen, right? Technology happens and glitches happen. And so we thought the event went fairly well, but the great news is that we did learn so many things that we want to apply to the next. And in fact, so much of the feedback that we got was just really great, especially for those employees that normally would not be able to attend a conference like Apartmentalize just because of the expenses that are associated, travel being a huge one there. They were able to really engage in the content and experience it where they would not have if the event would have been in person. And so with that being said, our goal is going to be to continue a virtual conference annually that will differ from Apartmentalize because Apartmentalize is still, registration is open and, we are moving forward with that for 2021. But the goal is to kind of be more inclusive and allow more people to attend it because it's all about that experience and getting that feedback that really helps us to make decisions as we move forward.
Okay. Well, we are bumping up against a break. I do want to just add to what you said that Apartmentalize 2021 is scheduled to be in Chicago. So it's going to be a great convention in a great city. Unfortunately, we couldn't go to Boston this year, but maybe again, that'll show back up on the radar soon. We're going to break it here for this segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. We're going to be back after this short break with more of the show. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic of looking ahead, people trends in multifamily for 2021. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, both national educators and sought-after speakers, Stephanie Anderson, Industry Operations Manager with the National Apartment Association, and Kara Rice, Chief Communication Officer with Swift Bunny. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. PM Workforce, the leasing management company, consistently excellent. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. Stephanie, I want to ask you a question. We've had some discussions on the show in the past about inclusive culture and diversity. How do you see that trending in 2021 across multifamily?
That's a great question. And we've had some great conversations about this. And we really saw diversity and inclusion start to come front and center with many companies, especially with things like the Black Lives Movement and, different social media platforms really pushing out things that are happening in the general world, not just multifamily. And it has been a great opportunity for companies within multifamily to take a stance. And to start, making conversations and uncomfortable conversations at that with their employees that help them feel more included. And some of those conversations go beyond just the inclusivity of, employees and how they feel on a day-to-day basis, but even really reevaluating the leadership within an organization, ensuring that everybody has a seat at the table, and really also ensuring that there is diversity in terms of those leaders that serve on each company. And so we are going to see this just completely blow up in 2021 because we have no choice but to address it. Most of our member companies are having these conversations internally, even if they're not having them externally yet. But they're definitely talking about how they can do things such as create committees within their organization and to do things like employee surveys, which I know Kara is, really, really great with speaking on this because it's so important to get that information from the employees themselves about how they feel, because culture really is about the employees themselves and not just what we see at the top, but just that every employee has a voice and can speak how they feel so that you can make these changes within your organization.
Yeah, and Kara, I know that Swift Bunny has done some research into this, and I believe you've got a white paper that's going to be coming out soon.
That's right. We just published it, in fact. So, diversity, inclusion, and equity, they have absolutely been top of mind for us at Swift Bunny for the last several months. And we did just wrap up an industry-first survey of employee perceptions regarding diversity and inclusion. And as you mentioned, we've got that white paper available now with the results of the survey. So as Stephanie referred to, the events of this year have made these concerns, I think, more urgent for all multifamily operators. So we were thinking about these topics, and actually when we went looking for some data We were surprised that we really couldn't find any that was multifamily specific. So we decided to fill that void and that this was a good time to build that data set and gain a better understanding of what's being experienced in our industry by the frontline employees. So we created an employee survey with 10 topics and two open-ended questions. And we don't profess to be the experts on diversity, inclusion, and inequity, but what we are good at is asking really good questions and uncovering feedback from employees. So that's what we did. So our questions were designed to be intentionally broad, and we were really just looking to understand the general perceptions and uncover employee comments so that we could provide kind of better context and see what themes emerged by the words that team members chose to write in their responses. So the results and the responses were very, very interesting. And as with any employee survey, they really point to two things. They tell us what we're doing well, both the organizations and the industry, and also where there is room for improvement. So I'll highlight a couple of those for you if we've got time for it.
Sure.
In the success category, I can say this, that the survey respondents mostly gave their organizations and their immediate supervisors high marks for creating inclusive work environments, for respect of differences, and also for their commitment to diversity and inclusion. So that's a good thing. And in the room for improvement category, in many workplaces, we saw that there's a sense that kind of the higher up the ladder you look, the less diverse the workforce is. So the diversity mix of the rank and file might really do a perfect job or a very good job of reflecting the population of the communities in which they are located. But we heard from a number of folks who felt like advancement and leadership opportunities were less available to some segments, including women and people of color. So those were some a couple of takeaways from that research that we did.
And if somebody wanted to read your white paper, how could they do that?
Yeah, so we have that available on our website at swiftbunny.com. And we also are recording a webinar on December the 10th with some deeper dive into the results. So that webinar registration is available on our website. And, of course, the recorded webinar will be available there as well.
That's great. You know, Stephanie, I'm kind of surprised. First of all, are you surprised by any of the results from that survey?
I'm not. I actually had the pleasure of downloading that and reading it, and I, too, am registered for the upcoming webinar this month because mm-hmm. it's going to be some really great information. But I wasn't surprised. I think that it definitely goes right along with the trends we're seeing in terms of when Kara speaks about the employees speaking highly of the leadership in the company in terms of addressing and producing an inclusive environment. And that's exactly what we're seeing is those changes being made in companies talking about what they can do internally to either implement programs or make them better. So I'm not surprised by that. Some of the survey results that in terms of areas for improvement, you know, there were definitely some areas here. Specifically one that really stood out to me was when an employee said that they did not want to comment for fear of termination. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something that is just so critical here, is that even if we say something is anonymous, if employees don't feel like they're truly valued and they feel like it is a safe environment for them to speak their mind and help to really make things better, that's definitely an area that we need to improve on in general, and giving everybody a voice and allowing them to speak without you know, any type of worry of backlash or that they're going to lose their job or they're going to be treated differently because their opinion was different from the others. So I loved the survey. I thought Swift Bunny did an incredible job with graphics and really just easily breaking down the information so that it's easily digestible.
You know, and again, I'm as an outsider looking in to the industry, to me, because one of the things that you said, Kara, was that there was a issue with inclusion, or the survey showed a potential issue with inclusion in the upper management levels mm-hmm. with women. And I've got to say that you know, again, I'm not feeling it as an employee in the industry, but it seems like from the standpoint of inclusion of women in upper levels, it seems like many companies have crossed that bridge a long time ago and have that. I'm not saying that it's perfect by any means, but there are so many high-level women that I come across that are working in the industry at companies, running companies, and founding companies. That kind of surprised me. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's kind of surprised me.
Sure. Well, I think overall that multifamily is a terrific place to be for women.
Yeah.
I think we're probably overrepresented as a whole in multifamily when you compare us to other industries. So I think this is a fantastic place to be for women. But the feedback, some of the comments that we heard from employees who completed those surveys is, and I don't want to put words in folks' mouths, but some of the sentiment is that, the more entry-level positions, there's great diversity there. Mm-hmm. But the higher up you go into the C-suite, for example, that maybe the balance is off a little bit, that those positions are more reserved for white men.
Hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure that's accurate. It just I'm not trying to get myself in trouble by making any comments.
But you're outnumbered, Paul. That's true.
All right, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters after this break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of looking ahead people trends in multifamily for 2021. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, both national educators and sought-after speakers, Stephanie Anderson, Industry Operations Manager with the National Apartment Association, and Kara Rice, Chief Communications Officer with Swift Bunny. I do want to let our supplier partners, listeners know that we do have a couple of very special sponsorship opportunities that have become available. And if you're interested in finding out more, you can reach out to us through our website at multifamilyradio.com. We've talked in the first three segments, Stephanie, about things such as employee retention and resident experience and inclusive culture. And it seems like we're just scratching the surface. What does the future hold?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball. So I'm going to just go on some hunches here in terms of what we're seeing trending out there and what we know already based on what we've experienced. But you are exactly right. We are just scratching the surface here. You know, the three of us could really sit and talk for hours and hours on just the business of people and what we do on a daily basis and how every decision and action that we do, you know, makes an impact on the people that live in our communities, the people that partner with us, with our supplier partners, and of course, first and foremost, our employees. You know, there's an old saying, when you take care of your people, they take care of your customers. And that is just so true. You know, this business really is all about people. And when you have happy employees, they then produce happy residents. And then that turns into increasing your bottom line. And what owner or C-level executive doesn't want to increase their bottom line? So where do we go from here? You know, you really, as a leader, have to really show that transparency in your communication. As we continue to head into the unknown of 2021, just like in 2020, no one knew what to expect. In fact, here we are, you know, 8 months after the really crucial part of the pandemic hit, and I don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring, Paul, and I'm sure Kara would agree the same. And so with that being said, there's no playbook here. There's no book out there that says this is how you should lead and this is what you should do, but there are some core principles and basics that we do know, and that's really showing that transparency and saying, you know, we don't have all the answers, but this is what we're doing, and this is the thought process we're having to try to get to that result. And just being authentic, you know, you really can't fake caring for people. It will eventually show, even if you're really good at it in the beginning, it will come out. And so you really want to be authentic in your leadership. People don't know what they don't know. And so the reason I really wanted to have Kara and I speak on these topics today is because her company is just so, so critical here to asking these really important questions and engaging employees and getting that feedback. Kara and I joke quite a bit about the you're on mute, and that's like the quote for 2020. And Swift Bunny's right on point when they say that is, you know, don't mute your employees. Allow them a platform of whatever platform that looks like to really engage with them and ask for that feedback. And then last and certainly not least, you have to then analyze that feedback because you have to be able to make informative decisions. You have to be able to take that feedback and say, okay, now that we have it, we have to use it. Are we going to implement new ideas? Are we going to take these suggestions into place? And how are we going to make things better for our people? And I feel like those are going to be your crucial elements as we head into 2021 to really ensure success of all of our people.
Hey, Kara, what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, right there with you, Stephanie, in harmony with everything that you just said. You know, there's just so much uncertainty swirling around multifamily operations as we wind down 2020 and head into this new year. But in spite of that, I am an optimist, and I really think that there is great opportunity at this challenging time as well. And I'm reminded and have been many times in 2020 of that Albert Einstein quote, which is, in the midst of every crisis lies great opportunity. So for multifamily operators, I really think that that's true. And here's what I mean by that. It's a chance for organizations who really put their people first to shine. So those multifamily leaders who demonstrate compassion for the work that their frontline community teams are doing during this really difficult year, who have offered the support that teams need, whether that's paid time off or flexible work schedules so they can care for students who are learning from home, for example, who have made smart decisions in terms of safety protocols to ensure that the work environments are as low risk as they can be, and who really listen to the concerns of their team members and make meaningful changes as a result. The leaders who are offering clear communication and compassionate leadership, I think those organizations are really going to come through this pandemic having earned the loyalty of their teams. And that's tremendous because, as we've been talking about here today, employee turnover is really a killer for multifamily organizations. It's long been higher than makes sense, really, and so much higher than other industries. So I think in spite of all the challenges we're facing right now, organizations really do have an opportunity to earn the loyalty of their team members. And when team members feel like their supervisors have their backs, they stick around. So I think as a result of this very, very difficult year, we're going to see some management companies become stronger and some organizations become more stable because they prioritized the employee experience.
You know, Stephanie, you always provide our listeners with some great resources when we cover a topic. Do you have any you want to share with them today?
Oh, gosh. You know, in terms of leading people and, you know, where we go from here, there is just so much good information out there. You know, I will say one of the things that I just got that I started reading yesterday was a book that Kira's team sent to me, and it's called If Not You, Who? And it's Cracking the Code of Employee Disengagement, and it's by Jill Christensen. And while I am only about 30 pages deep, it's really I really recommend this already. I think it's a great book that is really going to help in terms of employee engagement and helping employees to outperform and to really start thinking about how we want to continue that employee engagement. Because remember, it's really important that what we knew about employee engagement, you know, pre-COVID doesn't really apply as much anymore because there are so many different factors that now revolve around it. And so with thinking that there's going to be so many great ideas that are going to come in 2021. So I really think that this is a great book to start with.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Kara, we always ask our guests, how'd you get in this industry? How'd you get started? And then obviously I'd like to find more about what you're doing now and Swift Bunny. And if someone wanted to reach out to you, how could they do that?
Oh, good. Thanks for asking. So my origin story is probably quite similar to many others. I got into multifamily by accident. I didn't even realize that this was a career choice, but rather I recognized the telephone number for my leasing office, the apartment community where I lived. I recognized their telephone number when I saw it in a classified ad. And I thought, oh, hey, well, I could do this for a while until I find a real job, not realizing that I was entering what would become a very real job and a very satisfying career that's now been almost 30 years. So all that to say, I started on site, worked my way into a training role. So I was in learning and development for a number of years. And I was one of the founders of Grace Hill. So for 17 years, worked with that team on the learning and development side and e-learning. But back in 2019, some friends and I banded together to found Swift Bunny. And so we took our history in learning and development, as well as we brought together some friends who had a history of surveys, and feedback, and we partnered our sensibilities together to found Swift Bunny. And what we do over here is multifamily specific, and we offer the industry's first employee life cycle feedback system. So it's employee surveys, but they're done year round. So we help management companies be in constant contact with their team members to uncover their candid feedback. And then management companies get a really robust dashboard so they can track trends of their team members, and it's easy for them to see hotspots in the organization where engagement may be at risk. And then we also provide some consultation on how they can improve engagement levels in their organization. So you can always find me at Kara@SwiftBunny.com, and more information about the organization, of course, is at SwiftBunny.com. And we mentioned earlier that we just published our 2020 Diversity and Inclusion Study, so that white paper is available for download from our website as well.
Fantastic. Well, Stephanie, we've got about a minute left. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the National Apartment Association.
I would love to. So I kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I just want to re-mention it, that we are scheduled for Apartmentalize 2021 in Chicago. And registration is now open, and I know it may seem soon for some people in terms of the uncertainties with 2021, but I just want to really, let listeners know that we are taking all precautions into place. Chicago has been fantastic for us to work with in terms of safety and regulations, and in fact, we are really reducing the size of this conference to be a more intimate size than usual, and we're capping the attendance amount, and that's just to keep everyone super safe and allow social distancing and amongst many other things. We're confident, of course, there'll be vaccines out by then, and that everything will hopefully be a little bit smoother in terms of traveling, and so we really want people to be able to come, and we don't want you to be sad that it's going to sell out. So registrations have really been doing very, very well so far. And so the dates for that is going to be June 16th through the 18th. Another great resource that we have right now is the 2020 Income and Expenses Survey. You can go to our website and check that out at naahq.org. You can read our executive summary, which kind of goes over all of the numbers at a high level. And then, of course, you can purchase it for any of your single markets or regional markets, which will really help because, as you all know, 2020 has been a really interesting year with a lot of craziness on the budgeting and numbers and financial side. And so I think this will be a great tool for your teams to use as we move forward to 2021.
Fantastic. Well, ladies, I can't thank you enough for being on the show today. It was a great topic, and you were both great guests. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.